Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, I'm Noelle King in for Celeste Headley. We've got an announcement today about the sale of the troubled private security firm, formerly known as Blackwater.
They've got a weirder name.
They were once the leading U.S. contractor in Iraq and Afghanistan, but had been under intense pressure since 2007 when Blackwater guards were accused of killing 17 civilians in Baghdad, leading to a name change to Z Services, that's spelled X-E. Allison Stanger is the author of One Nation Under Contract, The Outsourcing of American Power and the Future of Foreign Policy. She is also a professor of international politics and economics at Middlebury College. Allison, good morning.
Good morning.
So is this more of Blackwater remaking themselves?
Sure. It's an extension of the name change you just mentioned. There's been a lot of controversy surrounding the firm, and so having it under new ownership is a way of rebranding as well.
Although Z or Blackwater officially deny that their name change has anything to do with specific charges like the ones that Noelle alluded to here, it seems to me that this is the ending of that old policy of Donald Rumsfeld to subcontract as much as possible out to make it look like we had a smaller number of troops in country, Iraq, than we actually did.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. This is a way of government being able to pursue a very ambitious mission without actually having the capacity in-house to perform it. So without these contractors, we would need a draft, and a draft would obviously transform the politics of both wars.
So you'd say at this point, Allison, we're almost dependent on firms like Blackwater, like Z Services.
We absolutely are dependent on them. I mean, Blackwater and Z contracts keep on being renewed despite all the controversy because the government needs them. To stop hiring them, we would have to scale back our overseas ambitions or significantly build up government's capacity to do it itself. And this can't take place overnight, so the practice persists.
And what are the functions that the subcontractors take? It seems like military police, occasionally some sort of like security operation for individual delegations. What else?
Well, Blackwater is specifically a private security company. I think they're trying to also now brand themselves as a military training company. So they're training police. They're training other armies. They are primarily also out on details with U.S. diplomats. They are the face of our presence in these conflict zones in many ways.
And if I was a civilian in Afghanistan or Iraq, how would I know the difference between a U.S. service person or a Blackwater or Z employee?
You wouldn't. They really are, in the minds of the local populations, indistinguishable. They're both part of the American presence there.
And is that a part of the controversy that, for one reason or another, the military basically allows a kind of interchangeable identity between these subs and the people who are actually service personnel who are reporting to the commander-in-chief, Barack Obama?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's part of the problem. You're absolutely right.
So they're going to get an estimated, did you see this, Noelle, 200 mil?
Unbelievable.
That's a fairly steep decline in what their value was estimated at say, 2004. Am I correct?
Yes, you're absolutely right.
So the sort of the money moment for these subcontractors may have passed, even if their need is going to be with us for some time.
Well, the need is high as long as we've got these ambitious operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. They plug a gap between what the government can supply for itself and what they actually need to perform those missions. But there's always going to be a need for private security.
Z Services for sale. That's the story. Allison Stanger is author of One Nation Under Contract, The Outsourcing of American Power.